Bobby Bones post show pre show.
We don't do a lot of this day in music on the regular show anymore because I feel like I'm just a little too nerdy and I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
But I like it.
This one went to number 63. And but this is a good one that we're going to do right now. So on this day in country music,
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music,
Willie Nelson writes down the lyrics to On the Road Again on a paper bag on this day 39 years ago. Now you know this song. On the Road Again.
On the Road Again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down a highway.
We're the best of friends. It's a really interesting story. So he wrote this song, spur of the moment, on an air sickness bag when he was on a flight. He was with the director of the movie Honeysuckle Rose, who was looking for songs for the movie. He said, Willie, you have any ideas? And Willie said,
what do you want the song to say?
And the director said, can it be something about being on the road? And so he started writing the lyrics on the bag with no melody in mind. And he wrote down, on the road again, I can't wait to get on the road again. The director said he loved it just from those lyrics. And so that's where it came from. Just him going, need a song, need it about this. He goes, okay, let me write it down. Willie Nelson starred in the 1980 movie Honeysuckle Rose, for which this was written. The movie was not a big success. The song was, obviously. It was the number one country hit for Willie and one of his biggest crossovers. It was the top 20 on the pop chart. It was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1980 as well. And it was all because the guy's like, you got a song?
About what?
This?
Here you go.
The end.
No problem.
I just watched that movie a couple months ago.
Is it any good?
I love it because, really? I mean, it's all Willie. And it starts with that. It opens up with that song.
39 years ago today, that happened on this day in country music.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Hey, Raymundo, what's up with your next, like, White Claw song?
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be a Christmas one, and we're going to continue the theme. So we're really just calling it the sequel to the Vacation song. So it's the Vacation sequel, pretty much.
That's what you're calling it?
Because that one's about summer.
We haven't really solidified the title yet, but we're working on it. But I'm saying next 4 days, this puppy's out. It's already written and everything. We just need a studio session.
It's going to take more than 4 days, then.
No. The guy booked us, and he can twist it the same day, he said.
Twist it.
To turn it around.
And then get it up on all the...
Yep. Yeah, so
that's
we're
shooting.
We got to do it right now because it's Christmas time. You can't wait on these things. I told him, guys, the sooner we can get it out, the better, because everybody's going to start pumping the market with all these Christmas songs.
You know, speaking of which, Raymundo hit me up because Brett Eldridge is doing his Glow Christmas show in town, and I guess it sold out immediately.
It's pretty close to selling out. I was looking at tickets. There's singles left. I can't go there with Bay and sit 10 rows behind her.
Oh, so to me, a sellout is when there are just singles left. If there's only one in certain places, that's a sellout because you're not going to go really by yourself.
Sold out then.
Okay. So what do you need from me?
Well, I was wondering, man, you're friends with Brett. You see him regularly. What if we do a hookup where you can maybe get me some tickets? The date? I'm talking prime proposal material.
So wait, you're telling me that if I get you tickets to Brett's show, you'll propose to your girl?
Yeah, it's in about a month. And I failed at Trisha's. I just couldn't get the stuff done in time.
But Brett's not going to let you up on stage. Where's this show?
Ryman.
I don't know that he would let you up on his show to do it. Because you have no relationship. Trisha, you're a girl and Trisha are really close.
Correct. But yeah, I was thinking, man, first of all, hook up the tickets and then let's get it going, baby. And this is, it's baby. Month of December. It's going to get all squeezed in before the end of the year. Sweet as the angel. Maybe I don't get on stage, but she loves Brett. She loves Christmas. It's right after her birthday. What a more perfect opportunity to propose.
Right now you're leveraging me because I want you guys to get engaged, just get free tickets, and I'm going to get you tickets, and then you're going to go, it just wasn't right.
No, I'm saying the thing that's keeping me right now is those tickets.
So wait, you're not proposing because you don't have... Eddie's looking at me like, if you fall for this...
Hey, you're smart,
do not
right?
fall for this,
this is good. And she already is giving some hints. Oh, I want to do so many Christmas things. Oh, yeah, do you? Well, what about this?
Sweet as the angels, as they sing.
Brett Eldridge, baby.
When's her birthday, Ray?
It's right around Thanksgiving.
What do you mean
after.
Right around? Do you know her birthday for real?
Well, Thanksgiving changes, but it's the 28th, but it's usually a couple days after Thanksgiving.
Would you propose on her birthday?
So this year it's literally on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's
is it really?
Perfect time.
That's the 28th.
Put the ring in the turkey.
But yeah, it falls right there. I don't know. I got the birthday. I got the Brett Eldridge.
When's Brett's show? Do you know?
I believe it's the 5th and 6th, December.
4th and 5th.
4th and 5th.
Looking at it right here, Wednesday and Thursday night.
Yep.
Dang, I couldn't even go. I'm doing Hollywood week. I'd like to go to that too.
Hey, Bobby, while you're at it, you know, I'll take tickets.
No, first come, first
you're
ask.
You're not proposing.
Either's Ray.
Exactly.
So,
Bones, you don't fall for it. He's not going to propose.
Let me send a text.
Right? Yeah!
It's going to be the day of the show. He's going to be like, yeah, man, my ring doing there. Like,
and I talked to sales, but then
sales, and no one hit me back
up yet.
Nah.
Nah.
Honestly, when I saw the dates on the calendar, I thought, couldn't be more perfect. Could not be a better time to propose.
Hey, if he doesn't propose on stage for whatever reason, can he just do it during the show, like on an aisle?
But you don't want to take away from the show.
You can't.
Yeah.
Well, he could.
That's an idea, right?
Right, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, and I wasn't asking on stage. All I need is the tickets into the building, and then I just do it in the building somewhere.
Oh, next no. after.
Well, you're telling me if I get you to, I just sent a text.
Yeah.
That you'll get engaged at the show.
Oh, yes. In the lobby. Come on. What's he talking about?
Sweet as the angels.
December 4th, Ryman. December 5th, Ryman. December 8th. What about the Louisville Palace Theater?
Go to Louisville? I'd prefer like a home base. That's what I'm all about.
He's more comfortable proposing in the backyard. Now, Bobby, is there any penalty if he doesn't propose that night if you get him tickets?
Good I think question. The penalty is he's not engaged to the girl that's special to him.
He's already doing that.
He's living
penalizing
a penalty.
Penalizing himself every day.
I'll put a feeler out for tickets.
Thank you so much. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah!
But I'm going to tell you, Raymundo, the only reason that I am not... Actually, I'm not even going to text Brett. I would go right to Brett if you would have said, hey, can you get me tickets?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to play the angle, it makes me not want to do it as much, but I will still get you tickets because you asked me and I care about you.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. I just threw in the angle because it is something that's really on the top of my mind.
I don't need to be angled, though.
I know.
Can't angle an angler.
You're an angler?
I live my life angling.
Yeah, that's true.
Excuse me, Amy?
Yeah, sure, an angler. That's what I said under my breath.
It wasn't under. It was over your breath.
It was over.
Yeah, it was very over your breath.
But I'm going to save this, though, when I propose on that day, and you guys are going to sound real dumb. Everybody that was against it.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't, though.
I know, you weren't. I don't know all the people that were, though.
I wasn't.
Ray's keeping notes.
So
I was watching a video of the guy that runs Barstool. Yeah. And he has like, this reminds me of Ray, and what's his name, Portnoy?
Yeah.
You know the dude?
Yeah.
He keeps a bottle of alcohol next to his desk with all of his enemies who's engraved into it, and every time something bad happens to them, he takes a drink. It's like goldly engraved, all of his enemies. And Raymundo reminded me of him when he's like, I'm going to save this. I'm going to show you guys. Okay. Let me just get you some freaking tickets. If you just said, hey, man, would you get some tickets? I'd been like, sure. I get you a pair.
Yes.
I think I can. I don't know how hard they are to get. Okay. The end.
Whatever.
We good?
You got. Whatever.
I didn't get got. I would have just got him for him anyway.
I know, but now he's telling everyone that he's going to propose there.
He must be thinking about proposing. Legit.
Absolutely.
And so he can't propose any other day of the week because there's a special moment. You got to have clouds in the sky that write out her name, all that. But he's going to do it in the lobby of a Brett Eldredge show. Okay.
Dude, she loves Brett Eldredge. She loves Christmas. This will be something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
No, okay. She'll remember it no matter where you do it the rest of her life.
A lot of people forget the details, not us, though. We'll remember this one.
All right. Let me work on it.
That's a great angle, though. You can use that forever. I'll propose if you give me a
Bobby's
ticket.
Bobby's not going to keep giving.
I don't care
doesn't.
About the proposal. Had he just said, give me tickets... I thought that's all you wanted was tickets to take your girl. I didn't know you were going to propose, really.
I really am considering it.
See?
Well, I don't know. I have the tickets yet, but they come through, and then yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada. I just would have got you the tickets anyway. Okay. The end. Here's Thursday's show. Appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'll give you guys an update on my dog later. He had surgery yesterday. I know I talked about that yesterday. Got a cone. He wanted a cone. Cone around his head. Poor dog. He had like four surgeries at once yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up, but let's see what's happening with everybody in a little segment we call What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
I go first. I want to commend Netflix. I love comedy specials on Netflix. Sometimes when I'm watching these specials, I ain't trying to hear political stuff. Like, I love watching the news, and I'll just gobble it up there. But sometimes I go places to get politics, and a lot of times I go places to not get politics. You with me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people come to this show to hear me talk about politics, even though I'm a very political person. And I know it's not my role on this show. Sometimes on issues, I'll talk about it. Talk about guns, talk about whatever, but I just... But what's happening now, Netflix is introducing a skip politics button for anyone that doesn't want to hear jokes about politics in the Seth Meyers stand-up comedy special. So I think that's interesting because it can also be implemented in other places too. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes I don't have the appetite for it. I'm just tired.
I just want to skip it.
I'm done with all the vitriol. So it's the end. And eventually, I think that's why I'm going to win. Because I love everybody. I don't care what side you're on. We all can agree on some things. We'll get those figured out. But we all disagree on things even when we're the same. The end. Skip politics to push it. I'm going to talk about politics in the next 10 minutes. If you want to skip it, just push the button. All right, over to... They pushed it, so... over, what's the haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, you're up.
So I got a negative podcast email from a listener, which is fine. Like, I can handle...
Jerry.
Yeah. Like, constructive criticism is definitely welcome, but, like, when you're just, like, flat-out rude... It just, it perplexes me. So I talked about it on my podcast, and then another listener emailed me after that and offered me some encouragement and then told me that it takes 5 compliments to overcome criticism. So then she gave me 5 compliments.
Ooh, let's all give Amy a compliment.
That's not what I need.
The first compliment's from Eddie. Eddie, go ahead.
Amy, you have the best hair ever.
Oh, Eddie,
thank you.
Morgan, number 2, give Amy a compliment.
I think you're balancing the mom, work life, all the things so well. And it's
That's true. Lunchbox, give Amy a compliment.
Amy, you're really nice to people.
Raymundo in the glass room, give Amy a compliment.
Yeah, looking real fit, girl. I don't know if you're dieting or working out. It's looking good.
Thank you.
And then the 5th compliment will come from me. Mm-hmm. The show just wouldn't be as successful as it is without you. Just period, end of story. You are a superstar, and I will give you that compliment.
Yay!
Wow. All right. Wow. Is that all we got to do to get compliments?
Like, I can't stop smiling. Like, I didn't want y'all to compliment me because that's not what this is about. It was because she, the nice listener, Holly, shout out to her for sending me 5 compliments to help dig me out of that. But then also just teaching me that, like, if I know that you've had something happen to you or anybody in this room, like, we can figure out a way to, like, lift them up. And it takes 5 compliments.
5 more compliments! Yeah.
And then so when you started doing that, I'm like, stop, that's not why I'm bringing this up. But actually, it was really nice and I feel better. Like, I'm smiling. Good. So good. Know that will make somebody feel better.
She's pushing her cheeks right now because she's smiling.
Because they hurt. I'm serious. Okay, so
let me tell you about this. I look at this text screen during our show.
Uh-huh.
People are lighting me up all show.
Just, like, with negative?
Just text after text and people just...
Well, if only
me.
They knew how big your heart was.
Well, thank you.
So how many compliments do you need today?
Like 10 million. Wow. From this past week. I'm telling you, it's just people thinking, and I have their phone numbers. I can go home and just call them if I wanted to.
All of them.
But yeah, Morgan number 2 also has the screen. You can see it.
Yeah, it's so negative sometimes.
I just get popped all the time. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I feel like I'm a pretty good dude. I feel like I'm pretty moderate with my views most of the time. And even about, we were on the show yesterday, the Despicable Me wasn't a Disney movie. It was in a game.
Mm-hmm.
People were so rude about that they're like, hey, stupid face, Despicable Me. But worse.
Okay.
Despicable Me is not a Disney movie. Like, okay. Like, what is your point? We know factually Mike was incorrect. He admitted that.
Right.
But they were like, this is why the show's so stupid. Hope you get in a car wreck. I'm like, whoa.
Wow. Shouldn't they direct those at Mike?
Yes.
I mean, that was a Mike D special.
Yeah. Hey.
What's the hacks?
Lunchbox, what's up?
18 years ago, I walked into the Gap outlet and I bought $10 jeans with a seam down the front. And in the last month, there has been a hole that has opened up over the knee, and it might be time to retire.
I was wearing them today.
Yeah.
You've had those jeans for 18 years?
18 years.
18 years.
Oh.
Found out it wasn't his or something like that.
That's 18 years.
He had so many jeans, didn't need another pair.
But $10, and everybody makes fun of me because the seam goes down the front. But, I mean, they haven't been the most reliable jeans. And in the last month, the hole is coming out. And now that it's getting cold outside, I don't know.
90 cents a year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for those jeans, yeah.
Like, Lunchbox has
maybe less than that.
You have nice clothes because we see you in them. I've gone shopping with you before. Like, you have nice things, but you just like to wear these.
No, I wear the nice ones when we have events.
Okay.
I can't wear them to work every day or else then you see them. So I wear them to events only. And then when I come to work... I got my casual gear.
Yeah, casual.
Casual gear.
But yeah, 18
55
years.
Cents a year.
Patch
them
up.
Oh, you're doing the numbers?
Yeah.
I don't know how to patch.
I do.
Well, maybe I'll send them your way.
Amy's got
you're a good patcher.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, compliment number 6.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Guys, stop it.
What's the hat? Eddie, over to you. Last one.
So I read that Good Morning America is coming next week for the CMAs. They're going to broadcast live in Nashville. And one of my biggest dreams ever is to be in the background with like a sign woo. So I'm wondering, Bones.
Do they do signs at Good GMA?
You can do whatever you want in the background of it. So I'm wondering if you can give me the day off and I write a sign that says, I don't know, like Bobby Bones show is lit or like...
Or Bobby Bones sucks.
I thought of one. My friend Bobby Bones needs a girlfriend.
No, not because
the girl gets six compliments and then she's dragging me.
Hey, put
Bobby Bones sucks.
Why, Amy?
No. I don't think you do. I think you're amazing. You know that. No. Because then, Bobby,
dig yourself out of that hole.
Oh, I know what you're saying, because then people will Google. Yes.
They're like, what? Bobby Bones.
No, they'll go, I agree.
No, they don't. Then why? Why'd you put up those billboards that say, go away, Bobby Bones?
Different time. That's 5 years ago.
No one knew him then.
The show was in a different place.
Ooh, Amy, I'm kind of with you, Amy.
Okay,
I'll defend
never mind.
You. No,
okay,
Amy, you're right.
Guys, you're missing the point. Can I go to this? Okay.
Well, the thing is, I may go over and do this show and then pop over and do a break or two with them too.
Then I can go with you.
You can go with me if I go over there.
Woo! Yeah, that's awesome.
I thought you said earlier maybe I could go.
I do. Maybe you can too.
Okay.
Wait, Eddie, do you want to go with him or do you just want to be on the plaza and hold up your sign?
Well, I'll go with Bobby and then I'll make my way to the plaza and hold the sign.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. If that's Eddie's dream, he should go do it.
All right,
I've always wanted to do that.
Hey, what's the hat?
Right. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for another draft. Today, we'll be doing best slogans. Brand slogans can be whatever you want. Brand slogans, the slogan hits, you know the brand. Up. If she hits today, she will be the champion. That's Morgan number two.
Woo!
With the first pick today will be Raymundo. Raymundo, you've been thinking about this?
Yeah, it's really easy, honestly. Been around forever, from our childhood. We all wear them. Nike, just do it.
Great pick.
Good one.
Yeah! All right.
Solid pick. I thought you would go Make America Great Again because you said that yesterday, and I was like, wow.
It was top of my head.
Okay. I'm up next. I'm going to go The Few, The Proud, The Marines.
I had that
one.
I'm going to go The Few, The Proud, The Marines.
A good one, Bone.
Thank you. Up next is Lunchbox. Amy is out of the draft. She finished last time. Lunchbox, what is your slogan you're drafting?
I mean, everybody loves this place. You see the golden arches, you go there because I'm loving it. McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Even a good song with that one. Eddie, first round pick.
I'm going to have to go with something that we like to say in the morning when we're eating cereal.
I got
to
pee.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
They're great.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a All fun
kids.
One, too. That's
All
a-
you kids out there voting.
That's a good one.
Or your parents.
Okay, here she is. Getting a little cocky the last couple days, I'll be honest with you.
What? Okay.
At one point in the draft, she texted me, she was like, I'm done. I don't even think this is fun anymore. I don't even care. I just like the web hits. Yeah, I knew she was lying because she's way competitive. Morgan, number two, your first pick.
Well, they retired this for a little bit because it was just so good. It's Got Milk.
Okay. You like that one? You proud of yourself?
I do love that one.
We're all going to draft three slogans. We go in order, and once we take one, it's off the board. And the best team, as voted by you, the listener, wins. BobbyBones.com. Go over and vote after we're done, and you will be able to pick who gets the point. Okay, second round of three. We'll go backward this time. Morgan, number two, you have the first pick of the second round.
I'm going to do another beverage because I like to drink beer. I'm going to do this Buds for you.
She likes to drink beer.
She does. She is unapologetic about it, too. All right. She's got milk and this Buds for you. Eddie, I'm back to you, bruh.
I'm going to go with an insurance company.
Dang it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay.
It's not what I thought you were going.
Well, Lunchbox was disappointed you took it, so maybe he's going to take another insurance
Interesting.
Slogan.
No,
wait.
Lunchbox?
I'm going to say M&M's. They melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
That's good. Back to me. I'm going to go with Eat More Chicken from Chick-fil-A.
Forgot about that one.
The cows.
Yeah, and you got to spell chicken, C-H-I-K-I-N.
It might be E-N. No.
No, it's
oh, I-N, I-N. Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat more chicken. Chick-fil-A. Risky, because unless you know, you don't know, but I'm going to go with that one. Raymundo.
It was iconic. It was amazing. It was Verizon. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't know what carrier it was.
Can you hear me now?
Is it Verizon?
I feel like it's...
I don't know.
I think now he's somewhere else.
It is. He changed. Can you hear me now? It is.
He's a Sprint guy now. Yeah.
Okay, one final pick. Raymundo, you have the first pick. So far, you have Just Do It and Can You Hear Me Now. What is your final draft pick in the slogans draft?
I knew I could get it in the third round just because I knew most people weren't going to go political. I got to do Make America Great Again.
So let me get this straight here. I'm just looking at yours. The MAGA folks hate Nike. The Nike folks hate Make America Great Again, and you've picked them both. So I'll be anxious to see where this falls.
Yeah, interesting.
Because I thought you were just going to go away from... But again, I wore a Nike sweat. I love Nike, by the way. Just love the clothes. I love the shoes. So, but I wore one day, and people were just popping me pretty hard about it. And they can... I don't care. They can kick rocks. Because I'm not going to let that influence me. However, you hit them both.
I know.
Did you not know that?
I mean, I knew they're different people, groups, fight with different groups. I didn't have time to check them all.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Well... I'm going to go with the happiest place on earth, Disney.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
It's good.
I feel like it's solid. Just a solid one. Amy? Oh, you're out. Sorry. Lunchbox?
Rub it in. Why don't you?
Oh, man. This last pick. I mean, it keeps going and going and going and going. Energizer. Booyah.
Eddie?
Oh, man. There are a couple to choose from over here. I think that I am going to go with KFC. It's finger licking good. Okay. You don't like that one?
I didn't know that was KFC's slogan.
Again,
I'm not
what
bashing
do I know?
It. I just
only
didn't
have
know.
6 points. Morgan number two sitting over there with 9 points. Together we're 6 and 9. Morgan number two?
Oh, man. I thought Eddie was going to go this with breakfast food, but Breakfast of Champions.
Wheaties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody has a second. They can say their slogans. Raymundo, you're up first. Your three slogans are?
Just Do It. Make America Great Again. Can you hear me now?
I have the few, the proud, the Marines. Something. Eat more chicken in the happiest place on earth. Lunchbox.
I'm loving it. McDonald's, M&M's, melt in your mouth, not in your hands, and... It keeps going and going and going.
Eddie?
Energizer.
I have their great Frosted Flakes. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And last but not least, I did... What did I do last?
Exactly.
Oh,
it's finger-licking good.
Oh, KFC. Oh, it's finger-licking good.
Morgan number two?
Exactly.
I have Got Milk, This Bud's for You, and Breakfast of Champions.
Amy, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel pretty good about...
Not yours.
Yeah, Amy.
I know, Morgan's.
Oh, you like hers?
Yeah, I mean, she's probably taking home the belt. I just feel like America's going to vote with her.
If they don't vote for the Marines,
I know.
They have no... They don't love our military.
Problem is
but some
other
people,
branches.
Air Force
great,
might be like, what about ours? What, Army
where's
might be like...
Strong?
Where's be all that you can be
Why
in
you
the
guys
Army?
Pick them? You guys have picked any
high.
Of them.
Coast Guard might be like, excuse me.
You guys didn't pick any of the branches. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so none of you guys...
Not American of us.
Wow, how
and
un-American
that was thoughtful of you,
to
choose
well, that's
America.
I was going.
Yeah, I love America.
I went America to KFC.
Does America just have a slogan
McDonald's.
Like straight America?
Yeah, it sure does.
What?
Get her done.
Hold my beer.
All right.
Well, who's get her done?
The Larry the Cable Guy. Oh. Yeah,
that's right.
Would that be considered a slogan?
Yeah, or just catchphrase, but it's all the same. Okay, there you go. Appreciate that. That's the draft. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. We'll have it up. Bam. Out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, Netflix is going to stop working on some Samsung smart TVs next month due to technical limitations. They will notify you if your TV's not going to work. In other news, Starbucks has revealed this year's holiday cup designs, which are going to start to be used today, 7 weeks before Christmas. They're also going to have a red reusable option. And finally, in California, they continue to fight the wildfires throughout the state. The good news is they're starting to contain some of them. To help out, just go to redcross.org.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So I'll play you a song from a very famous Disney movie. All you have to do is name the movie.
Easy.
Easy as pie.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, write your answer down. If you miss it, you're out. Okay, here we go. By the way, the example would be this one right here.
You got a friend in me.
That's
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
I had no idea.
You all didn't know that?
I did.
Okay, I don't have kids.
But you did answer really quickly, did not give them a chance.
Yeah. Okay. That's how good I am at this game, though.
I know, we're going to be in...
say it, I'm not going to...
Yeah, right. So that would have been Toy Story.
Oh, boy. Woo!
Write your answer down. Here is number one.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies. And now we're not. I wish you would tell me why.
I'm in for the win.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Do you want to build a snowman? Amy.
Frozen.
Lunchbox.
Frozen.
Eddie.
Frozen.
There you go. You're all right. That is Frozen. Good work. Number two, name the famous Disney movie this is from.
Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once.
I'm able to win.
Everybody's in. Amy.
Lion King.
Lunchbox.
Lion King.
Eddie.
The Lion King.
You're all correct. There you have it. That's from the new version, by the way, the 2019 version.
Yes.
Not anybody see that
no,
one?
I was like, this just sounds so new. Is this Lion King? I haven't. My kids did. They loved it.
We just bought it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Morgan, number two, have you seen the new Lion King?
Yeah.
You like
I
it?
I cried. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Name this Disney movie.
Never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come whisper to me whatever it is you want.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
We pride ourselves on service.
I'm in.
You the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish is your true dish. How about a little more?
I could win it with this one.
Yeah, you could. They're struggling right now.
No, I'm in.
See it in their eyes.
Win. That was easy.
Okay, Amy?
Aladdin.
Lunchbox?
Aladdin, Will Smith, new one.
Eddie?
Aladdin.
That's right. There
wow,
you, go.
You all tricked me.
No, I just heard Will Smith at the end. That's the only reason I got it.
Name this Disney movie by this song.
Cause you'll be in my heart.
You'll be in my heart.
You'll be in my heart.
No one watched this movie, did they?
What?
Eddie doesn't know this one.
I don't. I'm going to guess.
Come
on. I'm in.
You'll be here in my heart.
This may be one movie I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Shrek?
Not a Disney movie.
Oh.
So incorrect.
Bim.
Lunchbox.
Oh, definitely Secret Life of Pets.
Incorrect. Eddie?
I'm guessing because I've never seen this
for
one.
For the win.
Mulan.
No. Wow.
Isn't that the one you love?
I've never seen it.
Wow.
About the-
that is
it?
Tarzan and oh. Phil Collins. Yeah. Okay,
dang
okay.
It.
You're all back in the game.
Whew.
Name this Disney movie by the song.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour spent together lives within my heart.
Need the movie, the exact movie.
And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears.
Amen.
And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me.
I'm in.
Love this song.
So you've seen the movie.
Eddie?
I'm guessing it's one of the Toy Stories.
What do you have written down?
Toy Story.
Lunchbox?
Moana.
Amy?
Beauty and the Beast.
Eddie, I'm going to need you to be more specific. Can't give it to you on Toy Story.
Oh, it's got to be one of the Toy Stories? Mm-hmm. Then the newest one. No, you didn't see the newest one. Three.
You say Toy Story 3?
Toy Story 3.
Incorrect.
No!
Is it, it's two?
It's two.
Oh, wow.
Oh no!
Walker Burrows sang it in here.
I know
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is this so familiar?
Still no winner. I could have given you that, but I feel like being hard on you today.
Thank you. Appreciate
you did
that.
Brag a little bit before the game.
I did, and I regret that.
All right, name this one. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. She talk like you. Choo-choo. You see it's true. Shoo-bidi-doo. And they like me. Can't learn to be human too. Oh, man. Amen. Amy?
Jungle Book?
Lunchbox?
Moana.
Eddie?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. Amy and Eddie live
yeah!
out.
Yeah!
I need okay. to have more kids.
Here we go. Amy and Eddie, here you go. Number 7. Hit me with this one. Taylor's old as time.
Amen.
As old as song. Amen.
Amy?
Beauty and the Beast.
Eddie?
That's that Lansbury lady, Beauty and the Beast.
Right, good. Okay.
Murder, She Wrote.
We're almost running out. Okay, name this Disney movie. Calicadoola, Mitchigaboola,
bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola,
Mitchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Is that the same lady?
It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Oh, man, I'm debating
between... That's Murder, She Wrote again.
All right.
Shoot. I'm debating...
In. Eddie, what do you have?
I'm in for the win. Cinderella.
Amy?
Cinderella.
You're both right.
Oh! Yeah!
Amy!
What is up? She was like the godmother.
I'm not sure
godmother.
If Angela Lansbury sings bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Okay. But I tell you what, about every third TikTok is somebody doing this bibbidi-bobbidi-boo bit. It's a big TikTok bit where they're like in old clothes and they do bibbidi-bobbidi-boo and then all of a sudden they jump up and they're in like...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. The woman who's singing is Verna Felton.
Okay. Not Murder, She
We
Wrote.
Are now at Sudden Death.
She Wrote everyone.
Sudden Death. Are you ready?
Is his name?
Sudden Death.
Sudden Death.
Just buzz in your name with the movie. Sudden Death. Ready. You say your name, you have to get the movie.
Okay.
Here we go. Where they walk
up Eddie.
Amy.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah!
Yes, I beat Eddie.
Play that song.
At a game.
Get up, Amy. Get up.
Her back doesn't hurt.
All of a sudden.
She gets up and dances.
Yeah.
Amy's like someone who gets caught in an insurance scam.
No, I'm not.
They go into court with a neck brace and a walker, and then all of a sudden you catch them like washing their car to their favorite song.
No, sometimes I get too excited for it to really bother me. Are you kidding?
Amy, you were moving
yeah,
hardcore.
Amy jumped up and was dancing hard.
I can do this.
Case dismissed, Your Honor.
No.
She gets no insurance money.
Whatever. Right. I live with it every day. If I get excited, like have a fun winning song, I don't care.
Hey,
I'll dance
win,
with my
win.
Back pain.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show. All right, so what's the deal?
Okay, so my friend got a gift from her husband, and it's a fascia blaster, which is a tool that helps get rid of cellulite. And it was legit a present. And so she was like, thank you very much. Okay. So I don't know. I mean, I know it's a fine line of like getting significant others, a gym membership or, you know, a vacuum or whatever. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, that's what I've definitely never heard of before. If a girl is buying a fascia blaster or something to get rid of cellulite, she's normally buying it for herself. Not.
So your question is?
Appropriate gift or nah?
And we're sure it's only used for cellulite?
Yes, it's called a fascia blaster. You can Google it. It's like, it's this crazy tool, and you rub it all over your body, and it kind of gives you bruises. But people say if you do use it and use it consistently, it can actually help smooth out the skin. But she was a little kind of like, okay, huh? He just thought she would like it.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, appropriate gift or nah?
From your husband.
Anybody. I'm going to go with as your only gift. Was that the gift?
Like, I mean, they're pretty expensive.
I'm going to go with, as the only gift, I'm going to go nah.
But you think you can sprinkle it in with something else and that's okay?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like, oh, here's a like, tool for your cellulite.
Well, I think you could go, hey, I don't know what she needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an iPhone. Here's a pair of the earbuds, Apple earbuds, the new ones that came out. Here's this dress.
And on top of that.
And I also, since you've been talking about it, I also got you this fascia blaster since I know you've wanted it. I think if you're going to get it, that's how you get it.
Uh-huh.
So my answer is nah. Not appropriate gift by itself. It's an appropriate gift, though, if you give it to her at any other point, not her birthday. But birthday is supposed to be celebrated in almost like a gift that's extra and it's fun. And it's like the gift shouldn't be something that's super practical.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going, nah. You?
I mean, I'm saying nah.
Why?
Just because I don't want my husband giving me something where, I mean, cellulite, for one, it's like, it doesn't matter. You can't like work it out or work it off. There's no for sure proof that these tools work. I mean, some people say that they do, but it's like kind of just like, this is me. This is my body. If I have it, I kind of have it. There's nothing I can really do about it. So it would make me feel self-conscious that he thinks that I need to get rid of it.
But if you've been asking for it,
I don't
or
really
he's
know
seen
that,
it in your browser history.
Did I? Okay. I don't.
If it's coming out of nowhere, it's a nah, 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 nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
It's like
not.
Into Hey Jude. Nah, 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 nah. But I would just assume that it came from somewhere.
Okay, maybe. I guess if it's because it's expensive and you don't can't justify buying it yourself and he decides to treat you with it. Okay, maybe.
It costs $125.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a tool that you rub up and down your legs.
That she's probably asked for. But okay, appropriate gift or nah?
Nah.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. Because there's no way a guy went out and found a fascia blaster on his own. She had to mention it at some point. He put it in the back of his memory and said, hey, this my wife is thinking about this fascia blaster, whatever it's called. And she takes care of her body all the time. She is really into, you know, she's in good shape, whatever. And if she wants this, it's something she never went and bought on her own. So I'll surprise her for her birthday. I'll let her know. I've been listening to what she says, and I got it for her.
Can you just get it for her at some point? Does it have to be her birthday present?
That was my point.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like, you may hear your wife say like, oh, I'd love to join this gym.
You don't, right, and you don't do that on the birthday, right?
Right.
Eddie, you've been married for like 100 years.
13. Yeah.
Appropriate 14. Gift or nah?
I say appropriate gift. This is a sign of true love. Like, I mean, cellulite, that's just a part of life, right? I mean, this is just like, she's probably mentioned it like you all said. So this is actually a good gift that she probably secretly has wanted it. And your relationship is so solid that you're like, hey, we're not offending anyone here.
Hold good on, gift. I'm texting to see if she asked for it.
It's tied at 2-2. No, but I've mentioned it. Because the lunchbox is the point. No guy's just going to go fascia blaster out of nowhere.
Maybe he Googled how to get rid
chance.
Of cellulite.
No chance. I wouldn't
I don't
even
know, guys.
There's no chance.
If you Google how to get rid of cellulite, fascia blaster shows up.
But again, she had to have brought something up about that.
What if she just said, oh, my cellulite.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm listening. I still go, nah. You two go, Amy and I go, nah. You
we
two
go yeah.
Yeah.
Morgan, number two, you're a 26-year-old female. You are the final way in here. Appropriate gift or not? A cellulite fascia blaster?
Absolutely not. Don't ever go there with a woman's weight. Just don't. Don't even try.
Yeah, it's like you're getting me a scale for my birthday because I mentioned like, oh, I want a scale.
Doesn't everybody have a little bit of cellulite?
Yeah, well, most people. Some women are really blessed and I don't. They're,
no,
I don't.
I don't.
Men don't have it. It's like,
I've been meaning to tell you guys, behind your legs,
do,
you have it.
What? Bobby?
No, Bobby and Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. No, most men don't have to struggle with it, although some do. But with women, and I've been reading up on it because I have it, and it's so frustrating. But it's just, it's something to do with the way you're,
it's part of life.
Between your muscle and your fat. Like, it's the way your skin is built, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Did your friend text you back?
No, not yet.
Okay, so appropriate gift or nah? As a room, we vote nah. Us three ladies voted nah. You two guys voted y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer is nah. It
yeah,
is not an appropriate gift.
Play it safe.
Right. Play it safe. All right. Another world decision handled by us here in the studio.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Dustin Lynch announced a new album, Tullahoma, on January 17th, as well as a tour in 2020 called the Stay Country Tour with Travis Denning.
By the way, Tullahoma is the town that he's from in Tennessee. In case you thought that's a weird word, it's his hometown. All right, what else?
Kelsea Ballerini teased new music for Friday. She shared a photo on social media with a pair of white cowgirl boots next to a bowl of popcorn saying, I don't want to go to the club.
Hmm. Well, I was, I hear your story. I do. But I'm thinking about a Maren Morris tweet that she sent out last week that was like, are you just tired of us teasing stuff? Did you see the tweet?
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, yeah. I am. And even on this show, I'll only really tease one segment or two segments back. I used to tease as soon as the show started. In 4 hours or in 6 days. And even I feel like our listeners are becoming a little tired of that. So I'll say this. I'm glad that Kelsey wasn't doing this 3 weeks ago. I'm glad she was only doing it yesterday for this Friday. But, man, I thought Maren was onto something there. And I'm also excited about new Kelsey Ballerini music. So it all works out. What else?
Chris Stapleton teamed up with Lego for the creation of his second One to Know music video. And the whole video is with a bunch of Lego action figures. And you can see Chris Stapleton as a Lego mini figure along with his band members, family, crew, and fans.
That's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I like when they do the Lego motion.
Yeah, stop motion.
Yeah, I always think that's really cool. And I like Chris Stapleton did the song from Toy Story 4.
Yeah, Lonesome Cowboy.
I like that he's doing a lot of this. He just knows what he wants to do. I enjoy that. All right, is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So, got to give a shout out to this super cool project that's being led by the Homes for Heroes Foundation. They have just built 15 tiny homes and opened them up to homeless veterans. Now, along with getting this house, they're also provided with counseling, wow, other services to like get them back on their feet and like get jobs and do things and live there. And it's a 275 square foot little unit and it has a kitchen, a bathroom, a sleeping area. And I don't know, I just think it's like super cool. It's a little community. And then you've got neighbors that are all going through similar things as you, and you can probably bond and talk over that and get, like, feel like you have, like, your life.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's not just a home, which is a big deal. It's also a lot of the resources, too, to try to get yourself back on track.
Which is super important.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Mill Creek, Utah. Around 3 a.m., police get reports of shots fired at an apartment complex. They show up, and this guy says, yeah, someone was trying to climb up on my balcony, so I shot at him. It turns out it was just the shadows of the trees waving back and forth.
Oh, no. Got him.
And they believe alcohol was involved.
Of course. Well, I wasn't drinking the time I thought my reflection was in my backyard. When I was looking at the back door of my house, I was like, somebody's out there.
That's true.
It was you.
It was me. And I would move quietly, and they'd move. I'd be like, oh, they see me.
This guy's real good.
Yeah. It's like, dang, he's mirroring everything I'm doing. But I didn't shoot at anything.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So this is the behind-the-scenes debate happening on the show that we're just going to bring into the air. We were talking about it after the show yesterday. I played the Opry a couple nights ago, and I was only in town for one night. And there was a girl that I was going to go on a date with, but I didn't have a free night. So I was like, hey, you can just go to the Opry with me. We'll have dinner. We'll go to the Grand Ole Opry. I performed, and we left. It was all fine. But the debate was, would she be annoyed to go to the Grand Ole Opry with me on a date? And Amy, you felt
that as long as you did dinner or something before, not just that as the date, I felt like it could be pretty cool.
Which we did. We went to dinner for an hour. We talked.
And not a first date.
It wasn't a first. It was a second date. And then we walked over to the Opry, walked in the back of the Ryman, checked in. Hey, everybody. Went to the dressing room for 15 minutes. Got my set list, went down.
Kind of a little bit baller.
Did 12 minutes of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we left, walked back over. And I thought, if anything, it was kind of a fun event as well. You have dinner, you have a little event, a little bit of a flex, not going to lie to you. Like, well, hopefully I'll be funny. And then Eddie goes, I do not think that's a good idea.
You've done this a couple times before where...
Oh, is this going to become your thing?
I've only ever done it one time, and it wasn't really a date.
And don't get mad at me. It's just an observation. I feel like, one, it is a flex, kind of baller, right?
Okay.
But two, does a girl want to go on a date to someone's work? Like, that's what you do for a living.
Yeah, like, what if I just sat him in the chair during the show and said, hey, this is a date?
So she has to just sit there while you do your work.
Yeah.
And then, because not a librarian can't do that.
Yeah. Or like
a lawyer.
Because those aren't baller professions. He gets to show off, be like, look, I'm the man on the stage. Look at all these people. And she thinks that is awesome. Not a lot of people get to go backstage.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It was awesome. That is the best move you can make.
So you don't like the move.
I think it's a DB move.
Oh, you do?
A what?
A little bit of a DB move.
Huh.
Because it's kind of like, hey, look at me. Look
well,
what I...
Well, it's literally the only night I was home.
I get
but
it.
But Eddie, is it DB because he has kind of a cool gig? Like, if would it be DB-ish if he was a paleontologist and took her to his dinosaur talk?
It's like Tom Brady, for example.
Yeah.
Football player. If he were single and he took all his dates, like, I'm playing the Chiefs.
Oh, I've done it. Half of a time, one other time.
I know.
It's not like a constant thing.
I know. Maybe I'm telling you this because I don't want it to be a constant thing for you.
Yes, every girl would be impressed by Tom Brady saying, here, come, I'll take you on the field beforehand, then you can go sit up in a suite.
Absolutely.
Get out of here. Girls,
I would wonder, oh, is this his move? Is this something he does all the time? Like, especially, what's that baseball player that used to give people gift baskets?
Eric Jeter.
Okay, let me just play devil's advocate.
If Bobby's like at the end of the take, you give her a signed copy of your book and you're like,
fail until you know.
But that's totally different. I literally was in town one night.
I know.
If it were different.
Just be like, look, legit, like this is, if you date me, this, I'm busy, and sometimes our dates might be my work because I'm busy.
Well, let's go to Morgan number two. You're single. Let's say I was like, hey, I'm in town one night. Let's go out. We'll have dinner, normal dinner, but I have to go for 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. We walked over to the Opry. I did a set and we left. How would you feel about that?
I would say there's two sides of this. As a girl for a first date.
Not a first date,
second
by the way.
Date.
Second date.
First date, heck no, you can't do it.
No, it wasn't a first date.
Even a second date. I still would avoid it because until you're maybe on like the fourth or fifth date, I don't know that I'm ready to see that side of you yet. Because that's to me that you're kind of showing off your good side. That's kind of like what you do
all of this is the
everything
good side.
In the beginning.
You watch this on Facebook.
I know, but I'm just saying I think you should do something else more personal to get to know
we had
each other.
Something
hour.
That everyone doesn't know about you.
Yes.
Not everybody knows everything about me.
I know, but there's got to be something.
She may not.
Yeah, you're right. And she also is in entertainment, not in music.
But I just also say this, too, because to protect you, too, because I think you should wait until somebody's, like, the right person to do all those cool things with.
I don't care.
Oh, I think that, it does.
Super cool things, I would say,
too,
but, like, we were literally there, and it's cool. And I would hope somebody would take me, anybody would take me to go to something cool like the Opry. Like, that's a really cool thing, whoever it is.
Yeah, Eddie, is it what you were saying, DB-ish, to take someone to the CMA Awards?
Well, see, I was thinking, when's the next date? CMA Awards?
Exactly. So,
come on, bro.
So, date number three.
But what would be wrong with that?
There's nothing.
It's just a lot. It's a lot. Like,
are you just jealous? Because
Yes, exactly. No. That's what it is. Eddie can't do these things with his wife. So he's like, dang, I got to hate on Bobby for it. Dude, if I could take my wife and show her, like, I'm on the stage, that is baller.
C-Bones, that's what I'm talking about.
Morgan, I mean, what was the other side, though, of your argument?
I think it's a cool idea, and not a lot of people are going to do that.
Exactly.
So, like, if somebody takes me to do something like that, I'd be like, oh, I didn't do this on another day. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, see, that's
what
I'm
saying. If you go on a date, Morgan, too, would you rather do something unique or something that everybody does? Dinner and a movie. That's boring. Why not do something different that people don't get to experience? Like, man, that was such a cool date. Or,
okay, let's go around the room here.
Oh, jeez.
It's already done. And it was a good date.
It was a great idea.
It was a good date. And again, we spent maybe 20 minutes max there. Had dinner for an hour, walked over, did my set, walked out, and that was it. It was a great night. Amy, good idea or bad idea?
Yeah, I already told you. Good idea. I'm fine with it.
Eddie.
I wouldn't do it again. It's a bad idea. But
Lunchbox.
Great idea. Eddie hates you because he ain't you.
Oh!
I've heard that one before.
Morgan, number two. You know, good idea or bad idea?
I'm so half and half.
Come on, Morgan, number two.
You know you don't want to be on Eddie's side.
Good idea.
Yeah!
Dang,
why am I the minority here?
Because you're the hater.
No,
you're the hater.
Looking out for my boy.
All right. Go to our Facebook page. You can write your own thoughts on this. We were just in a heated debate.
Yeah.
In a fun heated debate after the show yesterday. Thought we'd bring that to the air.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There have been a lot of good spinoffs over the years. For example, Frasier was a spinoff of...
Cheers.
Yeah, good. Better Call Saul was a spinoff of...
Breaking Bad.
Right. And Elder versus Millennial is a spinoff of...
Oh, like our something here. Man.
Amy versus
Amy
Lunchbox.
Amy versus Lunchbox, yeah. I was going to say man versus woman, but no. I forget what we call it.
So Amy and Lunchbox play on Mondays against each other. Lunchbox answers women questions. Amy answers dude questions. But this is the spinoff. We're still in testing mode here. Elder, which is Eddie, the oldest person on the show.
Gosh.
Versus millennial, Morgan number two, who's the youngest and 26 years old. And so I ask Eddie millennial questions and Morgan number two questions that a 40-year-old man would know.
Yeah. You guys, if I need anything to make me feel old, yeah, just do it.
This is the game? Yeah. Let's play Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, you're up first. These are all questions millennials would know the answer to, and if you miss it, she can steal.
All right, come on.
Red Table Talk is a web talk show hosted by who?
What's it called again?
Red Table Talk. Red Table Talk.
Hillary Duff.
Oh, no.
Never
Morgan
heard of
number
it.
Two, you can steal.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Correct.
Never heard of this thing.
Eddie.
Come on.
Camila Cabello was a part of what pop group?
Fifth Harmony.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Skims is a line of shapewear from what celebrity? Skims. A line of shapewear from what celebrity?
That's a Kardashian. And I believe it is Kendall.
Kendall Kardashian.
Is that a real Kendall?
It's not even a...
Is that a Jenner?
Oh, true. It's a Jenner.
Oh, Kendall Jenner Kardashian. Dang it.
It is Morgan number two, you can steal.
I believe it's Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
The famous one.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Eddie, you got one right.
All right, I'm happy with it.
She stole two.
Okay.
All right. Let's go over to the millennial now and ask her some elder questions. Which, by the way, Morgan number two, we played last week, and the question was, be kind, please rewind. And you didn't know that, but I hear your sister reached out to give you a hard time.
Oh, yeah. She texted me just like, rewind. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
All right. Here are your elder questions, Morgan number two. If you missed your last call and you want to know who it was, what number would you dial on your phone to call them back? If you missed your last call, you're like, oh, this is the day they had phones in the house. And you're like, I wonder who that was. And there's no caller ID. I want to call them back. What number would you call?
Nine.
She says nine. Incorrect, Eddie.
Morgan number two is the coolest feature ever. It's star 69, dude.
Star 69. That's right.
I thought that was to make prank calls.
Well, I guess you could.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Morgan number two, your next elder question.
Okay.
Before the iPod, before the MP3 player, even the Discman, what Sony product was used to play cassettes?
The Walkman?
The Sony Walk.
Yeah, woo!
Oh, boy.
Woo.
Correct.
We're all tied up, huh?
No, she's up 3-2. Okay. Morgan number two. Micro Machines were tiny scale toy versions of what? Micro Machines. They were tiny scale toy versions of what?
A Game Boy.
A Game Boy. She's just saying something from when before she was a kid. Eddie, a Micro Machine was a tiny version of what?
Cars.
A car, that's correct. They were tiny, what? Tiny cars. Like Hot Wheels, but miniature.
And the guy would be, Micro Machines.
All right, sudden death. Let's see if you both get the sudden death question right.
Wait, do we say our name, right?
No, this will be each. You go back into the category.
Okay.
Eddie, you're the elder.
All right.
Here is your millennial question.
Thank you.
IMHO is an abbreviation for what? IMHO.
I am hungry. No. If my IMHO, what is this? I mean honest oxygen.
Not right. Morgan number two, you can still hit it?
In my humble opinion.
Correct. I would have also accepted in my honest opinion, but both of those were right.
And I've seen it before.
Morgan number two, your elder question now. If you get this right, you win. Or if Eddie doesn't know the answer. What popular toy bear would narrate your favorite book on cassette?
The only bear that I know of is the Care Bear.
What popular toy bear would narrate your favorite book on cassette?
The Care Bear, I guess.
Eddie, you have to steal the tie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Teddy Ruxpin.
What?
Yeah!
What?
You don't know what Teddy Ruxpin is?
It's the coolest thing ever.
I don't either. Us kids don't know. Well, listen, we tied in Elder versus Millennial.
Oh, my gosh.
4-4.
Brutal.
We're still in the beta stage, testing this out.
I love this game, by the way.
You do?
I do, I do.
Let us know, too. You listen to the show. If you like the game, let us know. Go over to our Facebook page. By the way, nice job, you two.
Thank you.
Give a big round of applause. Woo-hoo. Elder versus Millennial. Woo. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So tween years and teen years for parents and their kids, it's kind of hard to navigate through a lot of stuff. There's a lot going on. But there's this dad of three, and he's an author, too. His name is Bert Folks. And he has this little thing he does with his kids that allows them the freedom to fail. And if they're in any situation where they just don't feel safe or they need out of it, like I'm picturing, like you're at a party, you don't really feel like what you should be there, you can just text your parents one symbol and they ask no questions. They just come pick you up. They drop whatever they're doing. They come and get you.
They promise they ask no questions?
Well, that's what it says here. That is the one rule. No questions asked. And in his family, he uses an X. So he suggests that if you want to take that, use it with your kids, and you can text it to anyone in your family. And everyone's kind of aware that X means like, I'm in a bad position. I need help. Can you just come get me out? And whatever family member should drop whatever they're doing, text or call the teen and say, hey, even if the teen needs a way out because they don't want to be embarrassed in front of their other friends, the parent can say, hey, something's come up. I've got to come grab you. Be outside. I'm coming to get you. And that way it's not like you're in trouble.
I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can't see where people go, well, what if I pick them up and there's trouble? Should I then talk? If you picked up your daughter, she's 12.
Yeah.
And she had been drinking.
Yeah.
And she hit you with the ex. How would you navigate that?
Well, I know if she hits me with the ex, like she knows that she failed and that she wants me to help her out of it. So, yeah, I think that in the moment,
maybe could you live by not talking about her drinking?
I would say, like, there's no questions asked. But obviously, if she's drinking, like, don't you think we're going to talk about it? But in a non-judgmental, like.
But if it's no questions asked, you can't bring up that situation. That's
ever?
Where the difficult part is.
Yeah, I know.
And if you say it, and this isn't just in this situation, but if you say no questions asked, but then you ask questions, they're never going to believe you again to not ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
It would be,
oh, I agree.
And not just children, adults, and adults.
People.
All, just in general. If you don't stay by your word, no one will believe your word. So that's why I bring that up to you.
Right. Well, you're going to have to discuss maybe the parameters of the... Like, what? There could be, like, different spinoffs of it.
There'll be no question marks, though, at any of those discussions. All statements.
I know, it's hard.
I think it's fantastic. It's harder than it seems, but I think it's fantastic. And I think we should put that link to that somewhere.
Okay.
Up on our Twitter page.
Yeah.
At the Bobby Bones Show. All right, what else?
And so Emma Watson, Bobby, I know that you're single. She's someone that's single. She's famous.
Oh, she reaching out?
She's almost 30. Well, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Maybe. And she said she's finally come to terms with not having a husband, kids, and all that grown-up stuff. And she calls it, where she is now in her life, she's just self-partnered. And she's fine with it. She's partnered with herself.
I saw that. Self-partnered. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a very good term. Because partnered means two people. I just have a problem with the words.
Well, self-partnered.
Again, I'm self-wondered. It's just one person. Like, I figured it out myself. It's a funny term, partnered.
It's very Gwyneth Paltrow-ish, coming up with like a conscious uncoupling.
Well, hey, listen, whatever you need to say in order to get you through the day, great, go for it.
That's good.
So, and I don't hate it, but it's like you're not a partner. You're even self-partnered. That's two people or three people or five people. But good for her. Then we're all just trying to find our way. That's it. What else?
Well, Pringles just announced they're selling turducken chips for Thanksgiving this
year. That's not where I thought you were going with that.
Turducken.
Turducken, not turd.
Oh, sorry.
She's like, Pringles just announced a new line of turd. Ucken.
Turducken.
Terrible flavor.
Yeah, turducken. Because
turducken.
It's turkey, duck, and chicken.
I would say duck and not turd.
Yeah, the letters were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Turducken. Turducken.
Yeah, turducken.
Turducken.
Yeah.
They're selling turducken chips. And again, like I said, that's turkey, duck, and chicken flavored chips. And when you stack them on top of each other,
boom, you've got a turducken chip.
Oh, are they all different? I figured they would have one taste in each chip of turducken. But if there's a turkey, a duck, and a chicken chip, that's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a duck chip.
So the chips are all part of their Friendsgiving feast turducken kit, which also comes with chips that taste like cranberry sauce, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. I mean, basically, you don't even have to cook your Thanksgiving meal. You just stack up your chips. Take a bite, and it's like you got everything all on the plate.
Morgan number two has some chips over there she wants me to try. What are those flavor?
They're protein chips. They're barbecue flavored, but they're straight protein made from like plant-based. So they're only like 90 calories and they're full of like 18 grams of protein.
And what kind of chip is that?
It's a barbecue flavored chip.
Do you know the brand of it?
It's like Quest?
It's called Flex.
Oh, Flex.
Flex.
Okay. Oh, Flex.
I haven't tried. I'm going to try. This is not a commercial. I don't even know what they are. But you're talking about chips. And my problem is I can't eat until 9 morning because I'm still doing Fit 33 diet. So what that is, you only eat for 33% of the day, which is 8 hours. And not only that, you can only eat sugar in the first 2 hours of the diet. And you have to burn 500 calories either at the beginning, end of the day, or just the end of the day.
In the day, you have to get
500,
500 active calories.
500 active calories. So it doesn't have to all be at once, but that's the basis of the Fit 33 diet that I have created.
So unique.
Yeah.
However did you come up with this?
Guys, everybody comes up with everything based derivative of something else.
Well, what do you mean? We didn't say anything.
Yeah.
No, but
that's unique.
It is kind of...
You find what works for you, and then if it works for you, you share it with others, and if they like it, they use it for their benefit too.
Is it hard to burn 500 calories? What is that?
Yeah, like actively.
When I ride the bike for half an hour, I hit 600 calories.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I go hard. But you can do a couple, do it once. You can take an hour workout. You can do whatever you want.
All right.
So there you go, Fit 33.
Amy? I mean, I'm impressed because you're going to probably, this is going to be your fourth or fifth book.
Well, what I'm going to do is really dial it down and figure out what works for me, especially my mind. With diet, it's so much about the mind. It's not just about the food you're eating. And I have found that if I can convince myself of certain tactics, even with dieting and working out, I have to try to trick myself into these things. So Fit 33 eliminates all of the eating at night. Because there's just not an option. It's not pick the right stuff. It's you don't eat. Therefore, you don't have to keep track of what's going into your body. You either win or lose. Each night's a win or a loss. So Fit 33, I'm a big believer. All right.
Maybe that's my file. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This girl, Melania, noticed that her mom wasn't acting like herself during a shopping trip to Target. The girl's 12, and she says she saw her mom putting strange items in the cart and staring off into space. But, okay, they go home, and that's where things got scary for her. She says her mom was driving erratically, alternating between speeds of 60 and 20 miles per hour.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
A pretty big difference. So she's 12. She calls 911. It turns out her mom was having an absence seizure, which is brief, sudden lapses of consciousness. She followed instructions from the 911 operator, getting the car into park. Like, she had to reach over and, like, almost get in her mom's lap and pull it off while hitting the brake. Puts it into park, and the cops got there to her, and they gave her a plaque for outstanding efforts and staying calm in an emergency.
Wow.
But she had to crawl over as the car was driving and get her mom off the wheel and then pull it over.
It's crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah, so shout out to her for making a wise decision. And good for those cops for awarding her that, too. Anyway, that's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy for the corny joke of the morning. Let's do this.
The morning corny.
If there were still pilgrims alive today, what would they be famous for?
What would they be famous for?
Their age. Because they'd still be alive and be like, whoa, okay. You're old.
Okay. I'm going to laugh because she just kept on with it. And
we have the biggest puzzle look on our face.
That's like the morning riddle. Yeah, there it is.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Jeremiah in Texas. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I had a question for you and the whole gang there. So I'm really big into the outdoors, and I love camping and hunting and hiking up and down mountains and everything. It's pretty much what I do with all my free time. And I was wondering if I could get your opinion, if I should look for, in a female, like a girlfriend or whatnot, if I should look for somebody that has the same interest as me or if I should not, if that shouldn't be a factor in something that I'm looking for in a girlfriend or not.
That's a good question. Well, let me say that I don't think interests have to be the same if you're both willing to compromise and do what the other person likes to do. Now, when it comes to religious beliefs, how you're going to raise your kids, those fundamental issues need to be the same. I would call activities and hobbies secondary. Important, but not important they do them, but important their understanding of yours. You hop on some of hers, she hops on some of yours, you have some without each other. Fundamental issues, yes. This, what I would call a secondary but important issue, no, not, it's not mandatory. Amy?
Well, I would agree because, I mean, so yes, you're gonna want somebody that's wanna be outdoors. Like you, if you love doing that kind of thing, you don't want somebody that's gonna just be inside all the time. Some people hate the outdoors. I would say that girl maybe wouldn't be for you because she might not ever go do it with you. But also there's some hobbies and interests that you like to go do by yourself. So you don't like my husband loves to go golf.
That's a big one though.
It's a big one.
That's a big one for him.
It's a big one.
So you're saying it's a little more important than I'm saying it's a little more
important. I think you should look for somebody that has a little bit of interest in doing that. Or you did say, Bobby, that she's willing to do it even if she doesn't like it. But if you find someone
maybe
that
she just hasn't been exposed to it yet.
Yeah, maybe you could do that.
Lunchbox?
Look, you don't want Miss Pris. If you're going to be climbing up and down a mountain and camping, you don't want an indoors girl that's like, oh my gosh, bugs, this is so annoying. So she has to be into it. Like if you're into bowling, that's different. She can go bowling and have a drink and enjoy it. Yours are very, like, I guess, what do you say, extraordinary when they're outdoors climbing mountains. It takes a special kind of chick that'll climb a mountain with you. It's not for everybody. You don't want Miss Pris that doesn't want to break a nail.
Well, I don't know the girl you're going to meet. I have met girls that don't have similar hobbies, and they have been like, wow, I'll go to Arkansas football games. That's fine. It's not my thing, but I'll learn to like it, and some of them do, some of them don't. I don't think you can dictate a whole relationship on if they have the same interests only. Yeah, if you find someone that agrees with all the real important things of your life.
Mm-hmm. Do you want somebody to do that stuff with? Though, like,
okay, that's a good question. Do you want someone that already knows how to do that stuff, or are you cool with teaching someone how to do that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be fine with like teaching them, like, as long as they're like willing and not like just like putting a front on, like, yeah, I'll do it just to support you in your hobby. Like, I mean, it'd be awesome if I could find somebody that would support me, but like, I'd like to find someone that generally like being in the outdoors, and I wouldn't mind being able to, you know, teach them and share with them my knowledge of the outdoors.
Eventually, they'll complain. Like, if they're really not into it, they're like, I wish to hike again. Do we have to sleep outside all night?
But are you willing, Jeremiah, let's say, equestrian. I don't even know what was that, riding horses. I mean, are you willing to learn cooking or equestrian or any of that for them?
100%.
Great. Like, then that's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone like you that will modify their actions based on their love for the other person.
You need to come up with something different than a question.
I don't even know what that is, really, because I see it in the Olympics. Curling? It's also in the Olympics.
Yeah. Like, if your girlfriend is into making quilts, would you stay inside and sew with her?
I probably couldn't sew quilts all day long, but I'd definitely give it a shot.
See?
Okay.
And, okay, here's my final answer. Don't make that a cutting point as long as she's willing to learn what you like.
Yes.
But do find that those real core values, they need to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, what would you like to leave them with?
I would, like, second date or so, you take her out to the woods, see what's up.
Oh, wow. Okay, Lunchbox?
Like, don't get Miss Pris. If she has her nails all done and she complains about sitting on dirt, you know she's not the one for you.
All right, Jeremiah, there you heard it. Three opinions.
All right, thank you all so much.
All right,
thank you all so much. You have a nice day.
Thank you. We will have a nice day. That's right. I wanted to mention a couple of things that happened to me in my day yesterday. My dog had surgery, dropped him off during the show, had someone drop him off, but it was kind of like wait and see when they get to him. So he was there all day, picked him up about 5 o'clock yesterday, and I wrote down some stuff. He was supposed to have 4 surgeries. Eye, nose, neuter, wiener. All at once. Like, all of his body was going to be sore today. Ended up picking him up pretty close to the evening. Most things went well. There was a lot of tissue buildup in the back of his throat because I told you at one point he choked. on his own vomit. It was like, ugh, couldn't breathe because there's so much tissue buildup in his throat.
What causes that? Just his breed?
Probably hundreds of years of being inbred.
Wow.
As a bulldog.
Okay.
Yeah, which is explain why he choked so much. So the vet took as much of that as he comfortably could. Still going to have some buildup. We got to be careful with that. The neutering went fine. He's, you know, a couple balls short now.
It's all right.
The eye they had to put him under, he had a cherry eye that had grown over. They were able to cut that off, but they said, hey, the other one still may grow. Because if one grows, the other one does too. What they like is for them both to be up, but since he was already under, they got this one, and we hope that the other eye doesn't grow up.
Mm-hmm.
In his wiener problem, I have to send him to a wiener dog specialist. No, not a wiener dog specialist. I have to send him to a dog specialist that works on wieners.
They couldn't fix it?
Mm-mm.
What is it? I don't understand.
Well, it's pretty early in the morning, and I really don't want to get graphic about it.
Yeah.
But it's there. At times, it just is just there a lot more than it should be, and it's not because he's excited. It's just like there. And it's like, oh, so you kind of got to, if you want it to go away, you got to push it back in. So I have to send my dog to a wiener dog specialist, except not the wiener dog.
Mm-hmm. It's not a wiener dog.
Yep.
But all in all, he's got a coney on his head. Not feeling great, but that's part of it. So many listeners reaching out about my dog. Stanley is on the way to being healthy. By the way, people ask why I named him Stanley. He's named after Stanley on The Office, because when I got him, he looked just like Stanley on The Office. And I have a picture in my dog's room now that a listener painted me of Stanley, the Office character that hangs above his bed in his room.
You should also address that you have a room for your dog.
And I have a room for my dog because I don't have kids or a girlfriend or a wife or anything else to put in that room.
Makes sense.
So that happened yesterday. I'm going to walk you guys through what happened to me yesterday. Somebody random FaceTimes me. It's his name. It was like Blocky Blocky Block 63. Rarely does somebody FaceTime me that I don't even know, so I don't answer it. And then I get a text from Amy going, "You ignoring me?" Now Amy's got a secret code name on FaceTime.
Whoa.
And she's like, well...
We have FaceTimed on it before. You just forget it because it doesn't seem like me. My husband set it up.
Yeah, so it's one of those, like super secretive because her husband's in the military. And so then I hit her up and I FaceTime Amy and she's crying. And I'm like, oh boy. I'm here for it. Whatever you need, but you never know where it's going to be. And I always know when it's Amy's time of the month. Anyway, I can just, it's just a twinkle in her eye. Even before it starts, I'm like, I got you. And so, but she's crying and she got a really nasty email about one of her podcasts. And we had a nice talk, right?
Yes, I appreciated it a lot.
And basically it was to her is, when your podcast or anything you do gets so big, more people see it. And with that numbers game of more people, certain people are going to get angry at what you say. And we talked about it. I know it didn't fix the situation.
Yeah, but talking through it and you helping me navigate through what I was feeling. And I think it was okay to be feeling what I was feeling. But I need to know that, well, and you're always good at reminding me that Not everybody's going to like what you say
ever
or do. And that just means, and the more people that start to listen, the more people that are not going to agree with you. I just felt, I let it get to me and I didn't feel responsible in my position to have a voice and a platform to speak.
She was like, I don't think my voice.
She made me feel irresponsible.
I was like, nope.
And that I shouldn't have that. And I started to believe her. And that's the story I built in my head. It's like, oh my gosh, she's right. And this is a lot of pressure. And I just want to crawl under a rock and not do this. You know, like who might be doing this? Let me say this about you. If I disappear, then nobody will say anything.
The biggest heart of anybody that I know. And at times, that big heart can block you from feeling, from reacting what would be the normal way to react. Because your heart's just so big. And Amy's like, I don't know. Should I send her some flowers? I'm like, what are you talking about? Just don't reply to the email. All day long, I get beat up. On the text screen, on Instagram, Twitter. My life is just getting beat up. But that's a little bit what we sign up for, and a little bit just a numbers game. We talked about it. It was great. I hope you were in a good place last night. We spent a lot of time talking about it, and I was happy to do it.
And I appreciate you so much, and you were a huge encouragement to me, and I did feel better. Like, I also, too, think, yeah, I was... sucked that it had to be that, but maybe I felt better being able to cry and get it all out because I know I was doing the ugly cry.
Yeah, like, no, I could when not, she answered, like, it was either bad. It was either somebody died
Oh, wow.
Or it was a bad flow. It's like extreme.
It was intense. Yeah. And I was just like, but I thank you for allowing me to be comfortable enough to share that with you because I don't want to bug you with that. Like, you have a lot going on.
You never bug me. And not only that, I sent her another message later on. I was still thinking about her about an hour later.
Which was really thoughtful.
I said, I don't really text as much anymore. I just push the button and talk into my phone. And I sent Amy this couple-minute voicemail. I was like, hey, I'm proud of you. Everything you're doing, it's really unheard of at what she's doing coming from a co-host position and is starting to build her own brand. And so I see she saves it. Because you can save it.
You can see?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know. Like, the voice messages, they self-destruct.
Yes.
But no, not mine. Amy saved it. And then she hits me back. She goes, I won't need to call you anymore. I'll just listen to this one over and over again.
Yeah, so. I was like, I'll save it for next time. I mean, you never know when I might need to just hear those words again because it was very encouraging and I appreciated it. But I don't want to bug you.
I couldn't be any more proud of you. And I was also happy that's happening to you. Because it's going to happen forever. Once you start to cut through and doing your own voice, good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. And here's another Amy thing that happened yesterday. I found out my ex-girlfriend is staying with Amy now when she comes to town.
Which one?
Oh, the you one know from which not one. Here.
The one that hasn't lived in Nashville.
Oh,
that's awkward.
Wow. Yeah.
Amy, you're supposed to have Bobby's back.
No, she's coming here a lot for work. And when I dropped her off last time she was here, which Bobby saw her last time she was here too, but she came over for dinner to like see my kids because she's gone to Haiti with me. And yeah, then I took her back, and she was at a hotel, like, by the airport.
Which is where she should be.
No. No, I was like, you're not staying here. And then she could save that money that part of her, like, per diem or whatever. And I was like, just stay in my garage apartment.
It only got you're mentioned good. To me, like, in passing. Yeah. Also, your ex-girlfriend staying at my house. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what?
Wow. But that's okay, right?
You don't think you should have asked him before? Like, hey.
It's fine.
He doesn't own her.
I don't own either one of you. But, yeah. A little bit, I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be Team Bobby.
But that you are. I'm not worried about that.
Do you want her staying in that hotel?
Yeah.
That sketch place by the airport?
I think it's a sign.
What's that?
She's back in town.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that. But that happened yesterday. Amy, don't do that. Amy's doing hand signals in the studio.
Amy, right?
Our audience can't see you do that.
I didn't do any hand signals.
And I'll give you one more thing that happened yesterday. Lunchbox has a gas station potato guy. And if you listen to the post-show, pre-show, he was talking about it. And I was like, well, why don't we just call him? I'm anxious to hear this guy's story. I think everybody's got a great story. We talked to him from 2 days ago. We talked to him again on the post-show, pre-show. And yet he called and was like, I have thousands of followers. Everybody wants a potato. So he brought us all potatoes today. Well, we paid for them. But we brought them all potatoes, and I took them home and crushed both of them and then felt like this all night.
Crushed them.
Oh, yeah, because they're like the most loaded potato known to man.
That's what they are.
Potato Mountain underscore 615.
Yeah.
Unreal. And
so did you guys eat the potatoes?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. I heard you didn't have any money, Eddie. Yeah.
I didn't have cash. I never have cash.
I paid for them.
Oh, so. And I gave them double per potato, so you could have just probably got one.
No, Amy spotted me, and then I paid her back.
He Venmo'd
online.
Me.
Oh, good.
I was like, Eddie, you don't have to Venmo me. Stop. And then I checked my email, and it was like, you got $10 from Eddie.
I got
you. Well, eventful day yesterday. The ex-girlfriend, Santa Amy's, Amy calling me crying, Potato Man coming by the studio. You can hear that story in the post-show, pre-show the last couple days.
And Stanley.
And my dog having just a wild surgery.
Yeah. Big day.
So.
Man.
Yeah, big day. Not really.
Potatoes.
But
yeah,
wieners and potatoes and X's.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to the hairstylists in Iowa City, Iowa, because they're donating their time at local shelters a couple times a week. They go down there and they give free haircuts to people that are in need. You know, maybe they got job interviews coming up. And so it gives them confidence, makes them feel better. And they do it twice a week. They take time off their job, go down to the shelter, and they do it in shifts.
That's great.
Love that.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Okay, here was the TV theme song that we played a few minutes ago, right here.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
On the count of three, that is
Brady Bunch.
One, two, three.
Brady Bunch.
Thank you.
Should have waited for that.
Right.
I'm glad we all did it.
So write your answer down, Survivor style. I will play you a classic TV show theme song. You name the television show. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
All right, there you go. Nice.
Yeah, I'm in.
Mm-hmm, I'm in.
Nice.
I've never heard that in my life.
That's not true.
I swear to you, I have never heard that.
Hit it one more time. Here we go. Name this.
Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feel so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all day long.
These days are. All right, everybody's in. Amy.
That's Happy Days.
Lunchbox. Eddie gave it to me, Happy Days, by singing the days. He said Tuesday. I heard him.
I think he did that on purpose. That's a good fun free one.
Happy Days.
Like I swear to God, you never heard that.
I hadn't.
Eddie? Okay, Happy Days.
Everybody gets the point. Good. Everybody says it. Eddie, thanks for giving my hand.
Thank you, Eddie.
I shouldn't have done that.
All right, here we go. Number two, name it by the TV theme song.
Broken, so I've always lost. What would be the future? Could you pay the cost you want? Will there ever be a second time around?
Wow. All right, sing it, lady. Bring it home.
Okay. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Family Matters.
Lunchbox.
I put Family Ties.
Eddie.
This is amazing. Step by Step.
Well,
second time around.
Eddie, you're right. Oh! Step by Step. There he does. All he does is win.
But it's just funny because those are the same people that do Family Matters and Full House.
Yeah, okay. That's why it was so confusing.
Man, they must have been rolling back in the 90s.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Okay. The example of how the game works is this song right here.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello,
that's Happy Days.
There's nothing can hold me.
So I'll play a classic TV theme song. Just name the show. Ready, here we go. The first song up right here.
Just a good old boy.
What is that?
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the Lord.
Amy, you struggling?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm picturing that guy that was on Dancing with the Stars with you.
Yeah. Good picture.
Wonderful picture in your head.
It's his show, right?
Do you have an answer? You have to go first, so.
Okay, yeah, sure.
What do you have?
Daisy Dukes of Hazzard.
Daisy Dukes of Hazzard, she says.
Lunchbox. Dukes of Hazzard.
That's right. There it is.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I couldn't.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
It was on the tip of my tongue, but
eliminated.
I couldn't.
All right, next up, play this one.
Some people scared of darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the edge of surrender's in sight. Don't you worry. It's
okay. Home. They're both writing their answers down.
Yeah, I'm in. But
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Magnum P.I.
Eddie?
Knight Rider.
Well, you're both wrong.
Do you know it?
Baywatch?
It's Baywatch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there it is. Imagine running down the beach.
I was close with Knight Rider. Same actor.
Okay,
I was close with Magnum P.I.
No, you were
Since
not.
Both of you guys are eliminated, it's sudden death between you two only.
Boom.
Okay, so I'll play one song. When you know it, buzz in with your name.
Wow.
You got it.
Okay. Eddie, remember, you say Eddie, Lunchbox, you say the Lunchbox.
No, I got it.
Okay, okay.
Okay, and go.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Wings.
That's not it.
How do I know what
Eddie?
Wings
is? Falcon. I don't know what it is. It's,
Say your name?
Perfect Strangers.
Say your name?
Eddie.
Eddie?
Perfect Strangers.
Interesting.
Correct!
Yeah! Woo! All that picture was Chicago, right?
Yeah, Bounty Bar Taco
Moose. That's it,
yeah.
Baby!
And Cousin Larry, and it was kind of a spinoff with Family Matters. They were on the same. The characters existed. They existed at the same time.
Were they
really?
Roommates?
They were in Family
Larry
Matters?
Larry and Balky were.
Balky.
And the mom worked at the newspaper where Larry and Balky worked.
Oh, that's interesting.
They were like, that's like Chicago Met, Chicago Fire, Chicago... whatever the other one is, they all exist in the same city at the same time. So the characters cross over.
That's kind of cool.
So it's kind of a crossover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eddie, congratulations. You won both rounds.
Thank you, Bones.
You're pretty good at that game. The Bobby Bones Show. So Amy got the news that her kids were not accepted to a school that she needed them to be in. Her kids are adopted from Haiti. Their English isn't good enough to be accepted into the school. They had to take a test.
Right. They wouldn't be in the proper grade. The school just didn't think it would be fair to their morale, their education, to put them in at this moment. So we're like, well, that's a bummer, because I think it's like the third time we've been rejected.
So then you're going, I got to move to a better school district then.
Correct, because the public schools where we live are just not what we need them to be.
So you found a house, and one that you're really excited about.
Yeah.
10 minutes from me?
Yeah, 2 minutes from my dad.
Yeah, who's at the senior center?
Yeah, it's like, it's on 2 acres. We've never had that much land at all. Like, my kids played more in the 30, 45 minutes that we were there looking at the house outside. They played than they've ever played outside.
And we were talking about it even after the show. Me, you, and Eddie were hanging out, and you were like, it's ranch style. It's everything that, like, I grew up. I don't even know what that means, ranch style.
One story long, like a long strip, like not,
got it.
You know what I mean?
And she was like, it's just my dream. Reminds me of being a kid and being home.
Yeah, she was loving it.
And so I didn't think much about it. And then I got a note from Lunchbox saying he was looking at a house. Turns out it's the same house.
It's the exact same house. When Amy started describing it, I was like, oh my goodness. I went home and I had my wife listen back, and she was like, that's the house. And we pulled up the little creek in the backyard. You drive down the highway south, exit to the right.
Well, stop giving all the details. Yeah.
And it's the first house in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
We went to an open house like 2 weeks ago, maybe, at the house, and we've been discussing, like, okay, this is the work we'd want to do, what we'd want to do to it if we bought the house.
Oh, wow.
It has a little chain link fence. And I was just like, oh my goodness. So now I feel like we're in competition for this house. Like, I'm like, if we're going to do it, we got to make a move.
Did you put in an offer?
We have a real estate agent, and we haven't.
Why are you looking for a house?
Because we have a second baby on the way, and so we need a little bit more space, just because we don't know what we're going to... We have one kid that's one and a lot of toys, and then you have a baby, and you need somewhere to put the baby, and we want a room for when we have guests come stay.
Did you find that you're not scared by all the work that needs to be done? Because it's a lot.
Did you find that when you left your one-year-old baby in the yard for an hour, when you went in the house, he played more by himself?
Played outside for the most he's ever played in his life when we were there looking at the house.
Exactly what
he stayed out there for 45 minutes, and there's a little creek in the back. He can go down and play in the creek.
By himself,
and
too.
And 2 acres. We've never had that. He's never had such a big yard.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, how do you feel when you hear this? Because it's first you've heard it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm, like, having to start letting go of my dream of getting it, because, I mean, he might beat me to it. But, like, I don't want it to be a competition, though. Like, if he wants this house, I want him to have it, but...
Why don't you guys move in together?
Oh,
cohabitate, like, blended family? Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be awkward.
This is just...
Will this make you work a little faster today?
I'm still processing what I'm hearing, because, like, I'm sort of in disbelief of all the houses in all the land, in all of the world.
Does it make you want the house more, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. Just so every time I talk about the house, she's going to be like, that was supposed to be my house. That was supposed to be my house.
Well, what's your offer going to be?
I'm going to tell you so you can go $5 over it. Okay. I mean, it's like the price is right. I mean, come on
$5
now.
Is... Okay.
Will you call your husband after this segment and say Lunchbox is looking at the same house?
Yes. I'll also call my realtor.
Lunchbox, do you have an offer in?
No, we don't have an offer in.
So like you just went to the open house. You didn't go. Like, our realtor, we went by with her. It was like a one-on-one thing. Like,
special one-on-one.
Went to the open house. Then we were like, all right, we call a realtor and say, hey, this is what we're looking at. What do you think we can do? We kind of talk about what they think we can get it for, because how much money we
need. You guys are going to drive each other's price up.
You're going to have to put a lot of money into it to make it.
Oh, now they're down talking.
Remember when she was like, all the rooms need to be.
Really, you can just do the bathroom. We thought we could live with it.
Are you going to rip that carpet up?
Lunchbox, isn't that what your dad does?
Yeah, my dad repairs and remodels houses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he's going to come here.
How do you feel right now, Amy?
I'm a little shook right now. I was shook
when she started describing the house. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Why would you even move to that part of town?
What do you mean?
I don't want to move to that part of town. I have to for education.
Because my wife, all she talks about is schools.
Where do you live right now is so cute.
Amy, I don't want to move. I'm the opposite. I'm you in this situation. I love the spot, but she's thinking we need more space. And when our kids start school, that's it.
I can't.
Okay, handle it. We'll check back in next week and see who has the house.
Oh, my God.
And quietly, Morgan number two slides in and takes the house.
She's the third.
She just bought a house.
Yeah. Amy's texting somebody right now. Now it's a race. It's Cannonball Run to the house.
It's a race.
All right. You guys can handle that. Mm-hmm. Take care of your business.
Oh, man. Amy.
Like, are you serious? You want this house?
Amy. How did I mean, you didn't tell me anything.
I'm
going
to play a song. You guys can take us off the air.
To get to the house.
Who wins? Who gets the house?
Well, I think Lunchbox would be more aggressive just because he wants to beat Amy.
Yeah, I
think
like
Amy would probably offer more.
He'll probably sabotage something in some way, shape, or form. Like,
if the house like burns down tomorrow,
Lunchbox gets it for cheap.
I'm like supposed to be driving somewhere to get somewhere. He'll be like, take the wheels off my car. The Bobby
Bones Show. Let's do a little bit of the 60-second showdown. We have one category left, ladies and gentlemen. No one's picked Bible trivia.
Yeah.
Which, if you know Bible trivia, though, you're going to crush this. I feel good about this. Why don't we put on Abby in Arkansas? Abby, what's happening?
Hi.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Do you know the Bible?
A little bit, but now that I'm on the show, I may not.
Oh, let's clap for our friend Abby here. Here she is. She has called in. She's going to put it all on the line. Abby, if you win, you win $100 cash.
Okay.
Of my money. And you know why it's my money?
Why?
Because the station won't give me any money. I know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they'll hear me say that one day and call me and be like, hey, we got a bunch of money for you. But they haven't yet. Right, the game works like this, Abby. I give you 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, you win the cash. Easy as pie.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a speech therapist.
You know, I went to a lot of speech pathology whenever I was going through school. Yeah.
For the radio.
Yeah, just to broadcast all over America, and I still have a bit of an accent for sure, but I did a lot. You know, I grew up in Arkansas, so all my eyes were eyes.
Yes, mine are too, as you will probably be able to tell that mine are too.
Yeah, so, you know, hi, everybody. So that was a thing, and then my ings were just uns. So you don't go fishing. You go fishing.
Yes.
So it's those little things that I would sit in class and learn. She knows. This is Abby. This is Abby, everybody. Here she goes.
Abby.
Are we ready, Abby? Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready, I think.
The clock starts when I finish the first question. 60 seconds on the clock. Category is Bible trivia. Let's roll. What was Jesus' hometown?
Nazareth.
Correct. Through what did God speak to Moses in the desert?
Burning bush.
Yeah.
Woo.
Where did Adam and Eve live at the beginning of the world?
Eden.
Yeah. What's the last book of the Bible?
Revelation.
Yeah. What day did God create man?
The sixth day.
Yeah. How many books are in the New Testament?
Oh,
she's counting them. Which is impressive.
Yeah,
go ahead. A minute.
I only have 60 seconds, though.
32.
No! Who was the first two apostles known to follow Jesus? Who were the first two apostles?
Oh, gosh. There were brothers, Matthew and...
Incorrect. What's the longest book in the Bible?
The longest book in the Bible. Psalms.
Yeah, good. How many days and nights did it rain when Noah was on the ark?
Oh. 40 days. 40. 49.
Oh, so close.
You did great.
So close.
You did great. Like, she might have a ticket to heaven. Just
yes.
Well.
That you should
wait,
give
was
her.
That all, was that 10? Well, yeah. I mean, I got 9.
No, you got. I think you got 7 of 9. How many books are in the New Testament?
27.
27. Nice job.
Oh, okay. If I wouldn't have been on the time, I could have done that. But that's okay.
And then you got 40. What were the two apostles known to follow Jesus?
I know she was. I was thinking, because right away, were you thinking Matthew, Mark, Luke, John?
Simon, Peter, and Andrew.
Well, Cider. Okay.
Yes. And then finally, because we're out of time.
Peter and Andrew.
What Aren't city did God make a wall, make walls so, fall so Joshua could conquer it?
Oh.
What city did God make the walls fall so Joshua could conquer it? The Walls of Jericho.
Jericho.
But listen, we still applaud you. You did good. You were so good.
That was amazing.
Abby, thank you for listening to the show.
You.
No money for you.
Thank you. That's like okay. I knew 10 out of 10 of the Disney. I was like, man.
Oh, that's another day. Thank you, everybody. Woo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, morning.
Morning. Morning. We're waiting on him to say studio. We're all going to yell back. Hey, Chris, say morning, studio.
Morning, studio.
Morning. There you go. What's up, bud?
All right, I got a question for y'all. So, I was wondering if y'all, like, what advice from y'all, if it's okay to call my girlfriend's dad and ask for his blessing over the phone because of the distance.
Instead of driving and doing it in person.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that if there is something like distance or schedule, especially if you're going to propose and you need to propose on a certain timeline, that it would be okay. Not preferable, but that it would be okay to do it on the phone. Amy?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have any plans to see him for a long time and it requires like a long drive or a flight, like, I think it's okay. But if you... if you can think of some opportunity that will take y'all there, like for whatever reason, she's going to see her family and you can go too and just sneak away with him.
Yeah, what's going on with this? Is it a work schedule or what?
So I'm in the military and I work like a firefighter schedule. So it's like 2 days on, 2 days off. And he lives three and a half hours away and I'm always with her. So I can never really sneak off.
Yeah, for like a
is the proposal though imminent? Like, are you guys, is it happening immediately?
Not immediately, but I was thinking of here doing it shortly.
Okay, so this is what I would say: if you can do it in person, but if you can't, I don't think it's a bad deal if because of timing.
And you're in the military, yeah. It's like pass,
yeah,
you get a free pass. What about FaceTime? Is that weird?
I would FaceTime, but I don't have
a face.
An
iPhone. No.
Android. You and my husband.
Both. Yeah.
I bet you somebody though has an iPhone you could borrow if you needed to. Here's the final judgment here. Not a bad deal for you to talk to him. Again, not preferred, but especially if you're going to propose for the end of the year and you're not going to see the dad before the end of the year, you can call. If it's like 6 months away, I would just hold off and go talk to the dad in person. But he probably wants his daughter to be happy. I'm assuming that's number one priority for both of you guys. And however, the easiest way you can do that would be the total win.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, y'all.
All right, bud. See you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. There's Chris in Texas. And by the way, we'll end on that note. We're going to wrap the show. Amy, what's going on with you today?
Not a lot, other than just kid stuff and still trying to figure out we're removing stuff. What about you?
I'm going to go shoot my last city of American Idol auditions. Portland, Oregon today. So today and tomorrow I'm shooting here. Then we're done with the auditions. So pretty excited about that. Thank you guys. See you tomorrow. The big CMA Olympics are tomorrow as we compete for that one CMA trophy. It'll be Eddie versus Morgan number one.
Woo.
Winner take all. They take the CMA trophy.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow in the studio. We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.